Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. You can follow Brian at bmitch30 on Instagram. You can follow me at jpfinleynbcs. And you can follow the show. We got a show Instagram at bmitchandfinley. Here's the other thing you got to make sure you're doing. If you listen to the show live, we love you. If you listen to the show on the podcast,
we love you too.
We love you too. And Brian, I just wanted to ask you, when's the last time you signed a football?
About two or three days ago.
Okay. Might be another one coming.
I'm ready.
I wanted to talk. So the New York Giants introduced Joe Shane yesterday as their new general manager. I like Shane. I thought he was a guy that should have been perhaps hired here last year. He was with Ron in Carolina, which a lot of us believe is often a prerequisite to getting a new job.
Yep.
He's got a really strong record as a talent evaluator. A lot of people I talk to around the league speak highly of him. He stayed with Buffalo last year, and now he is the boss man in New York, as much as anybody's the boss man besides ownership. Yesterday, during a press conference, Joe Shane and team owner John Mara both spoke, and there were a couple of quotes that really stood out to me. But I think, now listen, the Giants still have to hire a head coach, and yep, there's a lot of discussion about who that's going to be, if it's going to be Brian Flores, who was with the Miami Dolphins.
If you don't like management getting involved, he may not want to go to the Giants.
Could be Dable, the Bills' offense coordinator. There's some talk that it could be an internal candidate, the Giants' defensive coordinator. I think his name's Patrick Graham. Does that sound right? He seems like a really sharp dude. He played his college football at Yale, I think, which leads me to believe he's a smart dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I think certainly the biggest question for the Giants, like Washington and like Denver, like Carolina, like lots of teams, what's going to happen at quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
The Giants hold, I think they have two picks in the top 10. The Giants have the fifth pick and the seventh pick in the NFL draft. The seventh pick is from the Bears as a result of Chicago moving up to draft Justin Fields last year. If the Giants wanted to make a splash, wanted to make a big mm-hmm. move, two picks inside the top seven is serious ammunition, right? That was like when Kenny Pickett saw Cody's high school girlfriend, he's like, listen, I'm Kenny Pickett, and that guy's Cody Betts. That's serious ammunition. That's what the Giants have in this situation. Now, you got Aaron Rodgers floating around. Perhaps you got Russell Wilson floating around.
Mm-hmm.
Something tells me Russ wouldn't mind playing in New York City.
New York, big city of dreams.
But John Mara specifically got asked about Deshaun Watson, the Texans quarterback who most/many believe will be traded this offseason. He's disgruntled in Houston. He asked for a trade. After he asked for the trade, a series of allegations against him came out. From what's the term, masseuses, various masseuses across the United States, not even just locally in Houston, all mm-hmm. over. I think it was 22 women came out with charges of sexual misconduct. It's been reported that a lot of that could be settled, but maybe not all of it. It's the Watson situation is something to monitor for everyone,
uh-huh.
but for quarterback needy teams, in a lot of ways, Deshaun Watson is the most topical player because nobody knows what Aaron Rodgers is going to do.
Yeah.
Nobody knows if Russell Wilson's even going to get out of Seattle. John Mara, Giants owner, spoke about the possibility of getting Deshaun Watson.
I know there's a lot of decisions to be made at quarterback. Could you rule in or rule out potentially trading for Deshaun Watson given the sexual assault allegations?
We're not trading for Deshaun Watson.
John,
why not?
Why
not, John? Sorry, it's a follow-up. Sorry, John.
There's so many reasons why we wouldn't do that. I mean, cap-wise, we couldn't afford it, but more importantly, with the allegations that are out there right now, that's just not the right fit for us.
So it's interesting that they bring in their salary cap because the Giants don't have a ton of cap space.
Mm-hmm.
And Watson has a big deal. But I appreciate the bit of honesty. The Giants are $7 million over the cap already. So they're going to have to make some stuff work already. But I appreciate the honesty there from Mara to just discount it. I'll say this, in a town where the owner doesn't speak, I also appreciate the owner speaking on the record. I think this is probably the second time in the last month. But the Giants aren't used to being a mess like they've been the last 10 years. But the Giants aren't going for Deshaun. Does that mean the Giants are staying with Daniel Jones?
I don't think it means that.
John Mara was asked about that as well. And here's what he said. We do feel that Daniel can play. We've done everything possible to screw this kid up since he's been here. We keep changing coaches, keep changing offensive coordinators, keep changing offensive line coaches. I take a lot of responsibility for that. But let's bring in the right group of coaches now and give him some continuity and try to rebuild the offensive line and then be able to make an intelligent evaluation of whether or not he can be the franchise quarterback. I have a lot of hope in Daniel, and I know how badly he wants it. I know how the players feel about him. We are certainly not giving up on him by any stretch of the imagination. I believe that's about as strong of an endorsement as an owner can give a quarterback. I also believe, and B, you may disagree with me on this, but for a few years now, it has seemed like John Mara and Giants ownership doesn't want to admit Jones is a mistake.
Yeah.
And so what are you going to do? We're going to ride it out. We paid $6 million bucks for this racehorse. We ain't giving up till we're in the Kentucky Derby.
But I see this as the beginning of Lions season. I don't think it. I think if they have gone out there and said we're giving up on our Jones and we're moving here and moving there, and we're going to try to go to Sean Watson, they're giving everybody ammunition to work against them. I think what they're trying to do right now is make everybody think everything is going to be exactly how it is. As I stated a little bit earlier, if that general manager is going into there based off everything he's seen over the years saying, oh, I'm going to let this owner talk me into keeping Daniel Jones, you better get ready for another press conference in less than 3 years.
That's the rate of press conferences.
He'll be getting fired. I think Mara is going to always present it as he's sticking with him. Because he's going to let
the GM and the coach can say differently.
Because what we found out after Eli was benched, Mara signed off on it. But he let that coach Waddle in all the blame.
Eric Waddle.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't buy anything he says right now. When he opens his mouth, I expect him to be lying.
So let's circle this back home here. Let's circle this back to the burgundy and gold. Do you buy Mara on Watson? Because I do. You can't say that about allegations and then trade for the guy.
I will buy him in that, but that could change quickly. He said the allegations that are out there. If all that stuff start working and stuff start to clear up, he could be the first one to jump and get him.
Siri doesn't agree with you.
I don't know why this thing loves to just talk.
I believe Mara on Watson because I think the language was pretty strong. I believe Mara on Watson. Looking at the draft, because I've kind of explained my stance. I think Washington is either going to go after Watson or they're going after a draft pick because I don't think they're going to be in position for Rodgers or Wilson. I think Wilson would probably be the dream for ownership at this point when you talk about butts in the seats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Derek Carr becomes available.
Butts in the seats matter.
And after that, I don't think anybody's that much better than Heinicke to push a lot of resources into acquiring.
I don't think that's going to put butts in the seats.
It will not put butts in the seats. But if you have a rookie that you can sell as the goods, that could bring people together, a unifier. Hope. Mm-hmm. Up with hope, down with dope. Now, look at Washington picks 11th.
Yep.
There could always be movement in the draft. We're not trying to ignore that. Jacksonville does not need a quarterback.
No, not at all.
I like Trevor. You got to give him a chance, particularly if they sign the guy I've been super high on in Byron Leftwich. I like Leftwich going in there to work with Trevor Lawrence and develop that situation.
Get it right.
Detroit. Does Detroit need a quarterback, Brian?
I say yes.
You're out on Goff.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty easy to be out on Goff, but I'll say this. He's guaranteed $15.5 million this year. It would cost you, his cap number's $31 million. And if I'm picking second in this QB class, I'm not sure I'm taking a quarterback when you've got a ton of good corners, a ton of good tackles, good wideouts.
Mm-hmm.
Houston's not picking a quarterback. Davis Mills showed him something second half of the season.
You're about to hire a new coach. Will that new coach want to keep that quarterback? Would he want to come in there and say, okay, I'm going to ride with Davis Mills because he showed y'all a little something last year? Or does he come in saying he doesn't fit our system, we're going to go with somebody else?
It's all about self-preservation. You come in, you got a quarterback you didn't draft. If it doesn't go well, that buys you 2 more years on your contract.
Yeah, but if I draft one, then that could buy me 2-3 years anyway. Well, let's be real.
Let's put it, how about this?
We make that comment all the time. Let's be real. Head coaches get paid their whole contract no matter what.
True.
So buying them an extra year or two don't make a difference. They're going to get the, if it's 6 years, 36, they're getting all 36.
Let's do this. There's a need category, a it's possible category, and a no category.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville's a no, right?
No. Yeah.
The Jets are a no.
No. You're right.
That's the only definitive no's ahead of Washington.
So we got
eight
more teams.
Well, it helps. The Jets have 2 of the 10 picks ahead of them. So there's 7 more teams.
All right. Well, this is the thing.
Now, could there always be movement? Yes. But let's just try to look at the teams that are ahead of them.
The Jets have 2 picks in front of them.
Yes.
And does somebody try to work with the Jets?
Sure, but we're just looking at what's ahead of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are 3 teams with absolute needs ahead of Washington. The Panthers, the Broncos, and I'm putting the Falcons on there. Because Matt Ryan, it's easy to discount Matt Ryan because he's older.
He's leaving soon.
But he was still decent this year.
But he's going to be out of there soon with
right.
or without.
So I think the Falcons have a need.
Mm-hmm.
That's 5 of the 9 teams going ahead of Washington. The other 4 are, it's possible. The Lions, it's possible. I honestly would probably put the Texans in the no camp, but you want to put them in the it's possible camp, correct?
Yeah.
That's fair. Lions, Texans, Giants. All land and it's possible. So if Washington really wants somebody, now, is our math right? Because the Jets have 2 picks ahead of them and the Giants have 2 picks ahead of them. They pick 11th, so there's 10 picks ahead of them, but 4 of those picks will be made by 2 different teams. So that adds up to 8. Our math is right. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
There's only 2 definite no's ahead of Washington in the quarterback contest. That's the Jaguars and the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3 definite needs. Panthers, Falcons, Broncos. Then you have, it's possible, Lions, Texans, Giants. That means if Washington wants to draft a quarterback, and that's before Pittsburgh trades up.
Mm-hmm.
That's before the Saints trade up. That's before Tennessee. If I'm a Titans fan, if I'm running the Titans right now, are you cool with Tannehill? I don't think so.
I think they can talk themselves into Tannehill by saying, if Derek hadn't gotten hurt, we wouldn't have lost some rhythm. We could still be in the playoffs.
That's the worst playoff performance from it was either Tannehill or Kyler that had the worst playoff performance of the year.
Kyler's was bad.
They were both bad. I mean, what does Cleveland do? What does Cleveland do with Baker in that whole situation?
Baker's going back to Cleveland.
Sure. it's if Washington doesn't get somebody in free agency, they better be prepared to be aggressive because there's at least three teams that need a quarterback ahead of them.
But they basically told you that they this is the year where they got to get one.
Desperation.
And they know that.
Is desperation a good place to be?
If you're normally making good decisions, yes.
When
if you're not normally making decisions, no.
When the Stallion goes out to a bar,
he doesn't have a clue.
Right.
So it's not a good thing for him.
Right. Now, if you're a boxer and you're desperate for a payday, maybe that's the right mindset to go into the ring.
Yeah, but you know
maybe
what?
You take too many risks, you leave your jaw open.
You might go to sleep night-night.
Desperation, rarely a great place to be. But I'm thinking more and more. I would not be stunned if we roll into week one, 2022, and it's rookie, vet that doesn't get anybody excited, Taylor Heinicke. If it's Marcus Mariota, Matt Corral, and Taylor Heinicke, would you be shocked?
No. No. I think Marcus Mariota and Matt Corral are going to be the two guys possibly going to be playing.
Want to talk wide receivers when we return. A lot of excitement about Washington maybe adding a weapon on the outside. I'm going to tell you why I don't expect that to happen in free agency. That's coming up next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The NFL Conference Championships are here, and to celebrate, FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for either conference championship. Bet 5 to win $150 on any team to win either conference championship. Listen, I think it's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, and JP's starting to rub on me a little bit. I think the Rams may end up in there, but I think that they're going to lose to Kansas City. So just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sportsbook. It's a simple and easy-to-use app with generous promotions every day. It's safe and secure with best-in-class customer service. And when you win, FanDuel will pay your winnings in as little as 2 hours. Already a FanDuel sportsbook user? FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. So don't miss your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet when you use promo code Brian when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Brian, B-R-I-A-N, and pick your conference championship team before playoffs. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older, present in Virginia, new users only, $10 first deposit required, must wager in a designated offer market, max bonus is $150, restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.